Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another, 2. To a third, 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Commentary by Father Antoni Pau, monk of Montserrat, Spain. "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich." Today, Jesus tells us another parable of judgment. We are approaching the Advent season, and therefore the end of the liturgical year is near. By giving us life, God has also provided us with the possibility, smaller or greater, for personal, ethical, and religious development. It doesn't matter if one has much or little. What matters is that what we have received has yielded some profit. The man in our parable, who hides his talent for fear of the master, has not known how to take risks. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. Maybe the core of the parable is this: we must conceive a God that motivates us to go beyond ourselves, who encourages us to live freely for the kingdom of God. The word talent in this parable, which is nothing more than a weight denoting about 30 kilograms of silver, has become so influential that it is even used in popular language to refer to a person's abilities. But the parable does not exclude that the talents God has given us are not only our possibilities, but also our limitations. What we are and what we have, that is the material with which God wants to make a new reality of us. The phrase, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away," is not naturally a maxim to encourage consumption, but can only be understood in terms of love and generosity. Indeed, if we respond to God's gifts by trusting in His help, then we will experience that it is actually Him who is paying the interest on the investment. In the words of Benedict XVI, "In the stories of so many simple, kindly folk whom faith has made good, we see, after all, that faith has a very positive effect." And conversely, we must note that, with the dimming of the light of faith, society has become harder.